And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Tammy Parker Song, here to talk about an upcoming Sitka Cirque adult student showcase. It's happening this Saturday. Tammy's part of this new nonprofit, Friends of Sitka Circus Arts. Welcome to Morning Edition, Tammy.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's start off by talking about the Sitka Cirque Student Showcase, Adult Student Showcase. When's it happening and what's going to be featured?
So this will be both adults and students, but we want to emphasize that this is adults because a lot of times when we hear the word student, we just think kids, and it's both.
Oh, so it's adult and kid
it's
students.
It's adult and kid students.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this means that students, both adults and children, will be choreographing their own work and putting it on display. So unlike the Tide show that happened in May, which I think a lot of people came and really enjoyed, that was choreographed by the teachers. And this is choreographed by the students themselves. And so that's really special and just their chance to show off what all the ways of choreographing that they've learned.
You know, I think it's really special as well that you have adults and kids working together as students and exploring something new as students. And that must be a really interesting dynamic. What do you think?
It is. Yeah, I think that, the kids take their own classes and the adults take their own classes. And then when they come together in a show, they get to work together. I also think that, you know, all of these people are just citizens of Sitka who decided they wanted to come and learn silks. And they've, in a pretty short period of time, 1 to 2 years, have not only learned all the silk skills and the trapeze and the lyra, but have also learned how to choreograph their own work. And that's kind of a big deal, actually, both kids and adults. We also have the gymnastics students that will be participating in this showcase. So you'll just get to see a huge variety of people using their bodies in lots of really fun, joyful, interesting ways.
Can we talk a bit about the circus arts? And you mentioned a number of terms. There's trapeze and lyra and silks themselves. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? What is going to be happening on Saturday?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing about me is that I'm not a professional aerialist. I'm another person in Sitka who wanted to come and take these classes. And so I don't know a lot of the professional language, but I know that, this involves using pretty minimal equipment in order to do all kinds of cool stuff with your body. So silks are just these pieces of colorful silks that hang down from the ceiling. People associate them with Cirque du Soleil. And there are sort of an infinite number of ways to tie your body up in knots and to do drops and to do just beautiful shapes in the air. Trapeze, I think most people kind of know what that is. That's kind of the classic circus performance piece. And then the lyra is the round hoop that I'm not sure. I want to say that it's made out of iron, maybe, but I'm not positive. And those are the main pieces that we use. They're pretty minimal, but there's lots and lots and lots of stuff that you can do with them.
So you are an aerialist.
I am, yes.
You are in the intermediate group.
I'm in the intermediate class. Yeah, so you start out in the beginning class, and then once you've learned a certain, once you've gotten to a certain level of proficiency, then you go up to the intermediate class and then the advanced class. And so it will be mostly advanced adults who will be performing on Saturday, and then also kids. There's a couple people from my class performing, but I myself am not this time, but I hope to in the spring. So
let's talk a bit about why you do this. What is it about circus arts that you enjoy?
Well, I joined about a year ago, and I actually joined because I was at the time challenging myself to do things that felt vulnerable to me, because I realized as an adult that we often don't do that. We tend to stay pretty safe. And so I wanted to do something that would feel vulnerable to me, which it did, definitely. Learning a completely new skill, like from absolute scratch, did feel vulnerable. But it actually ended up feeling so much more joyful than I expected. Just right off the bat, I felt a lot of like joy and exuberance in a way that I don't in most of the, most of the rest of things that I do bring me, you know, happiness and
satisfaction,
but not that like playful, like super excited, you know, welling up like the little kid joy thing. And that's how I feel so much of the time when I'm doing it.
So it sounds like you've been able to recapture an aspect of childhood that's really important to you.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I would guess that if all my fellow aerialists were here, that most of them would agree that there's something really playful in a way that adults often don't experience. When we start preparing for shows, we get a little bit more serious, but there's a lot of just like play and silliness, and getting to experiment in the way that kids get to experiment with their bodies, like on a playground or, you know, when they're just kind of alone being kids and doing goofball things without the sense of like propriety that adults start having. There's something that I'm sure that, you know, like neuroscientists could say something about what that's doing for us, but it's pretty profound actually, what it does internally and sort of how it ripples out into the rest of life to have that chance to play.
That was going to be my other question. So it sounds like you and your fellow students are experiencing shifts while you're there doing this really creative activity. Are those shifts impacting you outside of the studio as well? Have you changed because of this?
Yeah, for me, yes, absolutely. And the students that I know well, I would say the same for them. I think that realizing what it feels like to play and to feel that joy, and then realizing that the rest of my life hasn't necessarily been set up for that, has made me make some shifts and I want to make more and more towards, I want there to be space for improvisation. I want there to be space for like true play, you know, where there isn't some goal in mind. Like, of course, American culture is so production oriented. And the thing of there just not being a goal, it's just like you're just being silly or maybe being serious, but in a playful kind of experimental, like, what would happen if I did this with my body? What would happen if I did this? And wanting to open up space in the rest of my life and all that, like, in relationships or work or, you know, how just not having to do it along a prescribed path or not having to do it how it's always been done just because that's how it's always been done, but rather, like, what if I got experimental? Or what if, like, why do I think I have to quote unquote act like an adult, right? Like, what am I losing when I don't allow there to be a lot of play in my life? So yeah, for me, it's been this like rich, really profound experience that has made a difference in the rest of my life.
It sounds like you're feeling more grounded in experience as well, that maybe simply being and experiencing the moment intensely is enough.
Absolutely. And that's something that as I've talked to my fellow students around, what is it about silks that feels so good to us? A lot of us have said it's so all consumed. Like when you're there, you're not thinking about like, oh no, what should I make for dinner tonight? Or my worries about, you know, my kids or my job. It's just like you're just doing the thing that you're doing. And there's something about that that is, that we don't often experience. And that like satisfying seems like an understatement for how that feels. Yeah.
Well, folks from the community will have an opportunity to see just why this is so powerful for so many people coming up on Saturday. Give us the particulars, when and where and what you'd expect. It's in the new studio, so you can talk about
that
as well.
It's in our new studio, which is at 209 Smith Street. It starts at 7. The doors open at 6:30. And the new studio is a really huge space, so the silks are higher, and I think it will feel very, very three-dimensional, which of course it is, because, you know, we'll be at all levels in the air and all throughout the room. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children and seniors. And I'm trying to think what other details to tell you. Last about an hour and a half. And I think that you can come expecting to see like all ages, all different moods. Like people have chosen their own music and chosen their own choreography. And so I think it will range from silly to, you know, really whatever we mean when we say artistic, serious, beautiful. There will be just a lot of different sort of vibes going on in the pieces.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds great. So the student showcase for Sitka CIRC, adults and kids who are students, will be happening on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a number people can call or Facebook page or something that people can go to find out more?
There is a Facebook page that I believe is Sitka CIRC, CIRQUE. Mm-hmm. I don't know about a number.
Well, that should be enough.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, great. Going to the Facebook page.
Great.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Melissa.
We've been talking to Tammy Parker-Song with the Friends of Sitka Circus Arts. Sitka CIRC is holding a student showcase, adults and kids, coming up this Saturday. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:00.